This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Happy New Year and happy Victory Monday. The regular season is in the rearview mirror, and it's on to the tournament, as Mike Vrabel said there, a classic Parcellian description of the NFL playoffs. Patriots get the 38-10 victory over the Dolphins, take care of business, despite a little kvetching by some of us about the defense for a couple drives there when Quinn Ewers and the JV Dolphins were, Fitzy, kind of moving it up and down the field at will.
Oh, relax. You and Mike Reese and everyone else needs to take it
easy. I love
ease.
It that it's Mike Reese. It's
take
like
it easy.
Me, Mr. Reactionary well, Hothead.
But you quote tweeted him.
So I did.
The fact that he led the charge, and I could tell, I saw him yesterday.
What were the three words?
Not good enough.
Yeah. As they
not, towards, No. Not playoff ready.
Yeah. And that's what they felt like. I'm pretty sure. Yes, Dan Ball.
Andy's were not even close. Those were your three.
Yeah, it was. And then others
and
started
then mine,
replying
and
their
then
own.
And mine was, you guys relax.
And I, oh, all right. I like that better.
Thank
well,
you.
You're going to be relaxed because I'm pretty sure Justin Herbert's a better quarterback than Quinn Ewers, and I'm pretty sure the Chargers are a better football
and
team than
And Omarion Hampton
the
is a better running back yeah. than Jalen Wright. And I know they've got Quentin Johnston, and they've got my guy, Ladd McConkey. But, and they still have...
Keenan Allen, the
yeah,
bearded
old man,
one.
Old man Allen.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to talk to the slot corner for the New England Patriots about those would-be matchups, because I actually think that's sneaky interesting. McConkey, who killed him last year, and who is a very good but more traditional, smaller slot receiver.
He still has something to prove, because it was like, I was right here, Elliot Wolf.
I'm so remember, sick of that.
He stares at Elliot Wolf every time.
We got Drake May. Roger screw Clemens Ladd McConkey. We don't
what
need
What do you
him.
Mean, screw him?
But we're going to talk to Marcus Jones, 3:30, pencil him in with
Can't
a
wait.
Sharpie. And we'll talk to Drake May sometime in the next 4 hours here on WEEI Afternoons, hopefully earlier rather than later. The MVP... Can I be totally honest? I took the cash out. I don't think he's winning the MVP. Seems like it's Matthew Stafford's
unbelievable.
Award now. Yeah, I didn't have any faith.
He wasn't willing to let all $2 ride to see if maybe he could cash it in and show a little Foxborough faith.
He hit the group text like a week ago, and it's like, should I cash out? And all of us, to a T, were like, you ride it out, Andy.
And you know what that cost me? Like $6. Because the cash out dropped precipitously yesterday with every Matthew Stafford touchdown pass. And you got Tom Brady saying, hey, you got to give it to Stafford. It's a career achievement award and all these things.
That's exactly what it's going to be. It is not this. It is. It should be renamed this year in his particular instance, most valuable player over a career, not most valuable player for 2025.
Isn't that called the Hall of Fame? Like if you're really good in your
exactly
career, you
for.
Wait 5 years, then you play, then you wait 5 more years like Philip Rivers, and then they put you in the Hall of Fame. But I don't need a career achievement award. It's stupid. It's the MVP for the 2025 regular season. Playoffs don't count. Nothing else.
He's already got a... And also, I'd like to point out, he already has a Super Bowl, which I'm sure matters more to him than a regular season MVP award. But we see this happen all the time at the Grammys and the Oscars. People win for albums and especially acting performances or even directorial performances. As much as I love The Departed, that's not Martin Scorsese's best film, but that particular year, He won Best Picture.
And that's where it becomes a snowball. So we'll get into the MVP chatter. Yeah. Is it over? Is it going to be Matthew Stafford? Does Drake May still have a chance? His head coach was on the Greg Hill show this morning, made it quite clear, cut off Chris Curtis, and said, yes, he is the MVP. Simple answer. We'll probably ask that of Marcus Jones, his thoughts on his quarterback. Marcus Jones, who had another active day, got a sack, and people were comparing him
like Jamie Collins.
He was. And yesterday's wasn't one of those secondary blitzes where you end up free and clear and just get a straight. He actually had to beat a lineman to the quarterback, and he beat said lineman, some guy who outweighs him by
150 pounds. But I'll take him in a foot race against any lineman in the NFL.
Absolutely. And I think most linemen would also be like, hey, this guy's little where I can't get my hands on him. I'm used to grabbing guys that are my size. So there was a little bit of that. So we will have our entire Patriots Monday lineup. But we do need to start with the 14-3 New England Patriots. Right there. I just want to start with something as simple as, Fitzy, their record, which is ridiculous. A 10-game turnaround. I actually say 11 because they were really a three-win football team a year ago. They were gifted a, no, you take it, kind of victory in the finale.
Oh, they stepped in it for that.
And the turnaround is remarkable, and I said it last night on the Six Rings post-game show. No one predicted this. Even the most optimistic, which around here, his name is Taylor Kyles.
Flowers too, and shout out Taylor Kyles. He said 13-4.
Wrong.
And what happened
under
here and other places? He was laughed at.
Yes.
Scoffed.
Yes, because it was laughable at the time. I go back to it. It was laughable at the time. And yet, here we are, a 14-win football team in which Mike Vrabel, who even, remember when we were talking in August about him kind of pumping the brakes? They weren't playing great. It might have even been the famous Rat press conference in New York.
In fact, that one, they looked like, granted, it was a pretend season football game, but they looked like trash.
And he reacted as such.
Yeah.
He said something to the effect, remember, it's our first year here and we're just figuring things out. Well, the Raiders game, it looked like you were still figuring things out. And from there on out, it looked like you figured out that you have one of the handful of best quarterbacks in football. Everything you touched was Midas touch. Ramondre Stevenson's a fumbler. Get rid of him. No, we're going to keep him, and then he'll have three touchdowns in the finale.
Barragallis can't even freaking kick in the state where he played college guy.
And then guess what? He's good, and he's hitting 59-yard field goals that are the longest of the stadium.
In the cold.
Mr. 72 is cold to me out there in Gillette Stadium hitting 59-yard field goals. So it really is a remarkable story, and that may get lost in the coming week, because as the week goes on, it's going to become simply you're hosting the Chargers. Can you beat the Chargers? Who has the better coach? Who has the better quarterback? They have some playoff experience, blah, blah, blah,
this
blah, blah.
This is going to be, I think this may be tougher. If the Patriots can win this wild card, super wild card weekend game, and I know a lot of Pats fans are already grousing online, oh, for God's sakes, it's Sunday at 8. I'm not going to get home till 3 in the morning from the
but
game.
You're the game. You're the Sunday night football playoff game.
They used to opt out
of your games. They used to bump you from
send you
prime
from Sunday
time.
Night football till 1 o'clock. Yeah. Even with Taylor Swift at Gillette Stadium, they sent you to the 1 o'clock prison on Fox.
Now they want May versus Herbert on primetime Sunday
Massive
night football.
Ratings. And people are grousing locally. That's all right. That's maybe why we can't have nice things. Everyone will
come around. Well, the good news is you'll have a Six Rings postgame show up until 2 a.m. on
keep you company.
Monday morning.
Monday, yes. And then
it'll
actually,
Monday.
This was Dan Ball's suggestion. We're just going to go straight through.
Oh, let's bang it out.
Yep.
Tell the rest of the guys take
ready?
The day off. We're just going to go marathon.
We'll go 11 p.m. right through to 6 p.m.
Love it. Perfect. Absolutely.
Stiz?
We'll load up on the lucky energies and we're ready to roll.
Well, Stiz said
Stiz. Choose me?
Stiz is a baker now.
Where the hell did that come from?
That's from The Simpsons.
Wow.
That's
Goldilocks is gone and we have that as a replacement.
I am. My bread game? Phenomenal.
All right. Why don't we save that for another day? How about we talk
about
the Patriots?
Actually, Stiz, can you save that drop and just play that on yourself going forward, please?
But yes, a year removed. We need to remember, this day a year ago, what were we talking about?
Well, my God, how did they find a way to win that stupid game? And whoa, does the future look ever so bleak with Gerard Mayo and the Patriots?
Well, no, Gerard Mayo was gone. He was gone.
Oh, I was thinking calendar day.
No, this day a year ago, Gerard Mayo was already gone, but yes, you had screwed up the number one overall pick, and what was left in its wake was short-arm discussions about tackles and guys that would be available at four. Dan Ball.
Yeah, it was rumors in the morning. It was kind of a win with a grudge or a chip on the shoulder, and then a firing, I think, within the course of the day, right?
Yep.
The
firing was right after the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it was rumors, then a win with kind of a blank feel.
A weird report that he might be out kind of thing.
That started earlier that morning. And Schefter also that morning on whatever the hell ESPN's Sunday morning countdown show is called, it might just be that, said he was on the hot seat. And that came from out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like we all thought he had at least a two, if not
so did he.
3 year runway. And then an hour into us doing the post game show, Joe Braverman was producing for us, and in my ear he just goes, "Fitzy, breaking news, Mayo's gone."
Yeah.
And I think both of us, I think universally everyone, there was a lot of like, good, finally, glad, et cetera. But I think we were just stunned that they were willing to admit the mistake, eat the money, and then we all, within a few minutes after the bomb blast had radiated past us, we all probably thought the same thing. They're going to go get Vrabel.
Well, even before that, I think the initial reaction was totally unfair. Probably the right decision. Like, those two things can be true. Like,
oh, yes.
You can say this is totally unfair, and I gave Robert Kraft credit because he put his reputation on the line. He compared it to picking women and marriages and trips to Israel, and he personalized the entire narrative around Gerard Mayo and immediately said, boom, you're out. And it's a cold business. We saw it this week in Atlanta, and we will get into some of the Black Monday or whatever you want to call it in the NFL where Raheem Morris is hugging Arthur Blank. And I think it was under 4 hours later they were announcing Raheem Morris is out. So you go from a post-game hug to get the hell out of here.
Even though he is beloved by the players. And I have very specific thoughts and feelings both on the other dismissals and who I think those teams should get.
Oh, there, so we'll get into that. We'll get into that. And we'll have more as the week goes on. Potentially, we could have more next week. There's a couple playoff coaches that I'm not sure should be buying green bananas, maybe in Pittsburgh or Buffalo. A couple guys that could also end up in this cycle of coaching hires. But Fitzy, biggest takeaway from the win yesterday, it was a JV performance by the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Ewers, who actually I think got hurt. I don't even know how that played out. You got to see Zach Wilson.
He doesn't stink, by the way. I mean, he threw a bad interception
to
Jalen Hawkins. But he's not like...
good.
I don't think he's their future, but I also don't think he's a dud.
He didn't just throw an interception to Jalen Hawkins. He got the old Greg Olsen, not sure if it was too far in front of that receiver or too far behind that receiver, but either way, it's an interception for the pick. Never good when the play-by-play guy who's really good has no idea who you were throwing the football to.
It's like game three.
In the red zone, tighter quarters, you're probably supposed to be more accurate.
And also they weren't able to. I mean, like, they also did the Patriots a favor earlier in the game when they drove down the field, got in the red zone, and on fourth and one, Quinn Ewers thought, I know what I'll do. I see three Patriots and two Dolphins standing in the same spot. I'll just throw the ball up there.
Yeah, it wasn't
great.
What's
the worst thing that can happen?
It wasn't great execution. That helped the Patriots a great deal. And then the Patriots rolled to the victory. But what was your biggest takeaway from the game that might matter next Sunday night against the Chargers?
Oh, the biggest takeaway by far is that the running game is finally a factor.
Yes.
It took all 18 weeks.
Time on task.
That's right. And it took all 18 weeks, 17 games, the entirety of the preseason. But the final month of the year, Ramondre Stevenson has been the best player on offense for the New England Patriots.
No wonder May's not winning the MVP. He's not the best player on his offense right now.
Because the Ramonster came and stole the thunder right out from under him.
The guy who fumbles a lot?
Yeah, he hasn't done that in a while.
But
you know what he's done instead? Just absolutely bowled over some big old boys. And found the TD house three times yesterday. One on the pass, two on the ground. It's just, it's a factor, and it diversifies what Josh can do. It's also going to lead other teams to think, wait a second, we can't just focus on May because this Mondre kid's been good. And, oh, BT Dubs, the rookie that they got, he doesn't suck either.
Dan Ball.
So that was they finished the season with, I believe it was 20 rushing touchdowns for the first time since it was either 19 or 21, and I forget the year, but they didn't have a rushing touchdown until week four. And you think about how the season began, 1-2, nearly 0-3 if Achane doesn't step out of bounds. So there's a direct correlation between figuring out the running game between Henderson and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Stevenson and them just dominating for the majority of the season. So it's a very underrated, important part of this year's success.
It's huge. And for Patriots fans that have memories of Sony Michel and the evolution of that team that became a run-first team in the postseason on the way to following James Devlin to a Super Bowl, this is a better version. This is a much better version.
Is that how the history books remember it,
Andy? That's how the history books remember it in my household. But this is a much better version. Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson are the best 1-2 punch the Patriots have had since...
Vereen and Ridley?
Way better.
Yeah.
I mean, because these are legitimate... Each guy can be... First down, second down,
James
third
White
down.
And LeGarrette Blount in 2016.
I think this is way better than that.
No.
Absolutely.
Andy, do you forget how many touchdowns LeGarrette Blount had in 2016?
They were like Matthew Stafford touchdown
they
passes.
They came
from the one.
He had a bunch of long runs.
I know,
for
he
touchdowns.
Led the NFL. It was great.
He was excellent, and James White was tremendous.
So did Cam Newton. This is the best 1-2 punch.
Cam Newton.
This is the best 1-2 punch, and we'll get to Cam Newton because he's at it still. The bear is saying dumb things in the forest and doing other things as well. But this is the best 1-2 punch I can ever remember, because most of those other guys were third down backs. They were sort of role players. They were really good. James White was awesome. I don't want this to turn into, you don't think James White is good?
Insert, he could have been MVP in Super Bowl 51 discussion here, yes.
Either one of these running backs, I can line up on first down and feel really good. Second down and feel really good. Third down and feel really good. Also, I feel like either one of them can go 35 to 55 yards on any given play.
But also, like you just mentioned, like, the Shane Vereens, the Kevin Falks, the Danny Woodheads, and obviously the James Whites, they were mostly passing backs.
Yeah.
Either one of these guys can slip out from the backfield and catch a pass and potentially take it to the house. All the way back in week 2, I still say one of the most remarkable plays of the year for this football team was that 55-yard escaping wheel route to Ramondre against Miami. That turned that game. You could have argued that maybe they would have gone 0-2 into a week 3 matchup against the Steelers had Ramondre not...
And
busted out that play.
Power running back making a nice fingertips catch down the field, something wide receiver named Devontae Parker could never have done based on his
time. The problem was Mac Jones hit him in the hands.
Yeah, just not the full hand, just the fingertips, which I thought for receivers is where you caught the ball. I watched a lot of Jerry Rice videos. It's all about the fingertips. That's why he could catch bricks. But what do I know? The Patriots, with an interesting performance, they played their players. Not all the playoff teams did that, including the team you're going to play on Sunday, the Chargers. Do they have momentum heading into the postseason beyond just the ground game? They get Will Campbell back. They get Milton Williams back. They knock the rust off. Hopefully, they're getting healthier with some of those other key cogs on defense. You're without Robert Spillane. You're without Harold Landry and my guy Tonga. Now, those guys hopefully will be back. But
you claim Tonga now?
I'm a big Tonga. He's a fullback.
I'm the one who's shouting for him to get his jersey.
You can have him on defense on fullback.
Okay, you get him on offense, I'll take him on defense.
And this will be a game, actually, where you could have two defensive linemen at fullback because the Chargers have a beast of a fullback on their offense.
Isn't he like a defensive line?
Yeah.
He's Tonga-esque as well.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. People forget, like, just because Rashawn Slater and Joel Alt, easily the best the best running back combo in the NFL, best one the Patriots have had in forever. They had the best tackle combo. Even though they got a bunch of backups in there, they still have a lot of size. Like a game against the Chargers is going to be punishing.
617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday after a big victory, a big season. 14-3 Patriots prepare for the Chargers Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. We'll break down the game to a degree, but more we're going to see what came from that game, what came from this season that prepares them for Sunday against Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and the Chargers. How are you feeling about your football team? I think there's some people out there on a national level that thinks there's some fraudulency going on in Foxborough, that this team could be a one and done. I'll be honest, I was getting some one and done from quote-unquote Patriots fans on Twitter after the Mike Reese comments about the defense that I retweeted.
There's a lot of frauds out there in Patriot Nation, unless they voice those opinions today. Feeling good about the matchup? Is this the best matchup? 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls next. We also have to talk about, because Fitzy and I weren't here through the tumult of late last week with Diggs and Barmore and some situations which didn't affect the team on Sunday.
Hello, 5 days without an allegation, guys. Can we update the calendar?
Cupcakes.
We're almost on our way to a week.
Can we get cupcakes to celebrate? 617-779-7937. Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Drake May, Marcus Jones, and your calls all next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Patriots concluded the regular season with a 38-10 home win over the Miami Dolphins yesterday afternoon. New England's regular season comes to an end with a record of 14-3. The Pats have now 6 seasons in which they have won at least 14 games, the most of any team in NFL history. Running back Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson accounted for all 5 of the team's touchdowns on Sunday. Stevenson ran for 2 scores and caught another, while Henderson also ran it in 2 times. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 14 of 18 for 191 passing yards and a touchdown. He also ran it 5 times for 41 yards. Based on the results from around the league this weekend, the Patriots enter the playoffs as the number 2 seed in the AFC. New England hosts the 7th seeded Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday night at 8 p.m. at Gillette. From around the NFL scoreboard, the Broncos beat those Chargers 19-3 to secure the AFC's number 1 seed. The Jaguars beat the Titans 41-7 to lock up the number 3 seed, and the Steelers outlasted the Ravens 26-24 to win the AFC North and earn the 4th seed. They'll host the Texans, who beat the Colts to lock up the number 5 seed, and the Bills stomp the Jets. They are the number 6 seed. And in NFL coaching carousel news, the Browns fired head coach Kevin Stefanski, but are keeping general manager Andrew Berry. The Falcons are firing both head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. The Chargers are firing head coach Jonathan Gannon. The Bengals are keeping Zach Taylor and GM Duke Tobin. And the Colts are keeping GM Shane Steichen and GM Chris Ballard, while the Giants are retaining their general manager Joe Shane. The Celtics host the Chicago Bulls tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston went 4-1 on their 5-game road trip and have won their last 3. And the Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 in overtime on Saturday night. Boston visits the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night. And finally, tonight, Illinois State battles Montana State in the FCS National Championship game. Coverage of that contest begins at 7 p.m. over on WEEI AM 850. Start the new year knowing you'll lose weight. If everyone else succeeded with Awaken 180, what's stopping you? Results your first week in every week with the solution for weight loss. Free support for life at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.